Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The establishment of the Khilafah al-Rashida and our role. There's a lot of discussion about the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, these days in both the Muslim world and the West. Where the Khilafah will be established first is in the hands of Allah alone, for He alone extends the Nasr, victory. The glad tidings of the Prophet ﷺ give information, khabar, on the matter of likelihood. As for our role, it is to follow the methodology of the Prophethood to establish Islam in ruling over our affairs. Since the trial of Gaza began, it is evident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing the world regarding the deen of truth. Today the entire Muslim world is talking about the need to return to Islam, implement Sharia, and unify as one ummah. Some of this talk extends to discussion about the end of times and the return of the Khilafah. The entire world is being affected too. We see voices and support for Muslims amongst the fair-minded people in the West. The glad tidings of the Prophet ﷺ has been studied for centuries by countless brilliant ulama. As students, we can see that the khabar, information, encourages the Muslims to do good actions. Some of the khabar, information, comes in the form of a talab, command, to undertake specific rulings, such as fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we may differ in our interpretations, but regardless of our interpretations, we must adhere to the Islamic commands regarding our situation. Regarding what we must do, we refer to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A. The Prophet ﷺ prepared his relatives and friends in Darul Arqam. Our homes, families, friends, and communities must be models of Darul Arqam. They must be beacons of the deen and its illuminating guidance, places of learning and practicing Islam. B. The Prophet ﷺ prepared the society for ruling by Islam. He ﷺ discussed the laws that governed the relations of the people, such as the treatment of female infant children, the poor, the orphans, and the cheating in trade. In our time, we must also address the society, publicly, addressing its ills and offering Islam as an alternative. Indeed, the Noble Quran and Prophetic Sunnah provide a complete blueprint of economy, foreign policy, education policy, and ruling. C. The Prophet ﷺ also prepared the people of power and strength to support the ruling for Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam approached the warriors of the tribes and demanded their nusra, material support for establishing Islam. The tribes of Yathrib responded positively after many tribes rejected. Through the second pledge of Aqaba, the nusra was extended to ruling by Islam. Yathrib became an Islamic authority by the cherished name of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, which cast a bright light on the Arabian Peninsula. So today, we must prepare our sons, brothers, and fathers in the armed forces to grant their nusra too. Regarding where we must work, A. It is known that some places are more receptive and some are less so. Mecca was a place in which the da'wah to the risala, message of the Prophet ﷺ, first arose. However, it was resistant to the message, feeling privileged and benefiting from the status quo. In contrast, Yathrib was receptive, having faced many trials and troubles. The Muslim world is a good place for us to work. It is full of Muslims who love Islam and love to learn about Islam. It is drowned in troubles and looking for an escape. B. Those of us who live in the Muslim world have many relatives and friends. It is a natural place for us to start. We must all learn and we must all teach. We must all address the society and present the Sharia rulings to treat our social ills. We must all contact our relatives and friends in the armies. C. Yes, some of us have been forced to migrate outside of the Islamic world due to the hardships. However, like the Muslims who left Abyssinia, our hearts and aspirations remain with the Muslim world. We all have relatives and friends in the Muslim world. We can establish digital models of Darul Arqam, learning Islam and conveying Islam. We can even visit, and perhaps after dua and preparation, we may even find a way to return. O Muslims, Ahmad narrated that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون، ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها، ثم تكون خلافة على منهج النبوة. Then there will be a rule of force and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes. And then there will be a khilafah on the methodology of the prophethood. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fell silent. This blessed speech of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is nothing but revelation inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not only glad tidings for us about the return of the khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. No. This blessed hadith is also news, khabar, for us to act upon. For it is an obligation upon us to rule by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. It has been a hundred years since the destruction of the Khilafah, O Muslims, so work to restore it. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Musab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.